尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年4月6日星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到大家的为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China and Thailand.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，泰国的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
We are having class today from Okinawa, Japan.
今天我们是在这个日本的一个叫 Okinawa 的城市跟大家做直播的。
And we have a short class today because we're going to fly to Osaka.So we have to leave to go to the airport.
所以今天的讲课的话呢，时间会比较短，因为就是等下我就要必须飞到另外一个叫 Okasana 的一个城市去，然后所以说就没有办法跟大家讲太久的课了。
So getting together and hearing Bhagavatam is the perfection of life. So I don't want to miss these classes if I can help it.
所以说大家聚在一起来聆听博加瓦坛的讲课，真的就是人生的完美境界。因此的话呢，我是想尽自己最大努力，能够不跟大家错过任何一节课的。
So I'm grateful to you for joining this class today.
因此我特别感恩大家能够每次，然后能够今天来听课。
So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then I think we'll read verse 16.And read the purport, and then I'll say something short, and then I'll answer questions from last week.
然后所以说我现在就来跟大家一起唱 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后的话我们就一起来学。今天应该是第十六师节，完了以后的话呢，就来聆听要旨，然后讲一点短短的一些讲课，然后再来回答前一次剩下的问题。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balaba Girivana DariYasuranandana Brajajanurajana Yasuranandana Brajajanurajana Yamati Ravanachari Yamati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava PunjabiHariJaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare HareJaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gopinanda Hari Hari Bol. Okay, so we are reading text 16 of chapter 2.The sixth canto of the story of Ajamiyo.
所以今天我们一起来学习这个盛典博加瓦禅第六篇第二章的第十六师节。然后这一篇的这个这一章节的这个主题就是阿加米勒的生平。
So I'll read the Sanskrit, then we'll do the word for word translation and purport by Mr. Vangray, Sesi Bhaktivinoda Swami, and Srila Prabhupada.
所以说我就一起来跟大家先读一下梵文的师节，然后字对字的翻译，接着就是译文和要旨。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Guru Nam Cha Lagu Nam Cha Guru Ni Cha Lagu Ni Cha Prayas Chittani Papanam Yat Votthani Maharshibhi Guru Nam
严重
Cha
和
Lagu Nam
轻微
Cha
也
Guru Ni
严重
Cha
和
Lagu Ni
轻微
Cha
还有
Prayas Chitani
赎罪的过程
Papanam
罪恶活动的
Dhyanpa
完全知悉
Uptani
已被描述的
Maharishibhi
被伟大的圣者
Translation Authorities who are learned scholars and sages have carefully ascertained that one should atone for the heaviest sins by undergoing a heavy process of atonement and one should atone for lighter sins by undergoing lighter atonement Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, however,vanquishes all effects of simple activities regardless of whether heavy or light.
译文赎重罪必须经历艰难的赎罪过程赎轻罪的方法就比较轻松这是博学的学者和圣人等权威人士谨慎查明的事实但是吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀能清除一切无论轻重的罪恶活动的影响So I continue with the purport?
Yeah, just if you'll notice the word for word, a guru in this case, doesn't mean your teacher, it means heavy.
Oh, 所以大家注意哈，今天这个诗节当中的那个词 guru, 这个 guru 的意思并不是指老师，而是指严重的意思。
So go ahead and read the purport, and she reads the purport in Chinese, and I just usually read it to myself. So. Is yours in English? Hi.You go ahead.
Okay. 要指就有关这一点圣 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 讲述了桑巴从被从 Kaurava 的要惩罚他的险境中拯救出来的事。桑巴爱上了 Duryodhana 的女儿而按照 Chachura 的习俗除非要娶 Chachura 的女儿的人表现出他的骑士般的英勇气概否则 Chachura 的家人是不会把女儿嫁给他。所以桑巴就劫持了他。结果桑巴被 Kaurava 抓了起来后来当主 Balarama 来营救他的时候双方为是否释放桑巴发生争执由于争执没有结果 Balarama 便展示他的神力使整个 Hastinapur 晃动起来就像发生强烈地震般的即将被毁灭这就是 Kaurava 一方妥协让桑巴娶了 Duryodhana 的女儿重点是人应该脱皮于至尊人格守神 Krishna Balaram 他们的保护力量是如此强大物质世界根本无法与之相比无论一个人的恶报有多严重只要人吟诵吟唱 Hari Krishna Balaram 和 Narayana 等神的圣名所有的恶报就会立刻失去作用 End of purport
Thank you very much I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
我虔诚地顶拜我的灵性导师 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
I was born in the darkest of ignorance.
我诞生于黑暗之中。
No joke.
这不是一个。
And he...Torchlight of knowledge.
而他用知识的火炬，并且他仍然在用知识的火炬，照亮了我的双眼。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the assembled Vaishnavas today.
并且我虔诚的顶拜今天一起聚在一起聆听讲课的 Vaishnava 们。
And I pray for your blessings.
我祈求能够得到你们的仁慈。
And I pray that we can enter deeply into the mystery of Srimad Bhagavatam.
并且我祈祷能够更深地进入到圣典薄伽瓦坛的奥秘。
So, in this verse is being spoken by the Vishnu Dutas. They're speaking to the Yama Dutas, and Ajamil, he's just listening.
所以说这个诗节仍然是 Vishnu Dutta 在对 Yama Dutta 所说的话语，而阿加米勒就站在一旁聆听。
And these verses, they're describing the glories and the power of the holy name of the Lord.
而这些诗节都是在描述主的圣名的荣耀和他的这些力量。
The last verse, we learn that if one chants the name of Hari and somehow dies accidentally, he won't have to go to hell.
那么在上个世界当中我们已经知道，就是当一个人念诵主 Hari 的这个圣名的话，那么即便他是在意外当中死亡，他都是不用再去到地狱星球的。
They gave different examples.
然后这个世界当中就给到了不同的例子。
And practically in my life as a rescue worker, I saw every one of these examples.
所以基本上由于我的一生的话呢都是在从事这个拯救方面的工作，所以说我是真的都亲眼目睹了这些例子。
Right, you might fall off the roof of the house.
所以说一个人很有可能会从这个房顶掉下来。
You might slip and fall and hit your head or break your bones.
也有可能就是走在地上路太滑，从而摔倒，就是把骨头给摔断了。
You might be bitten by a snake.
然后甚至是可能被蛇咬。
I have to say that's one thing I never saw.
我必须说，这是我从来没有见到过的，就是人被蛇咬这件事。
There are no poisonous snakes running, slithering around in San Francisco.
在我住的这个三藩市，这是没有太多这种有毒的蛇到处游走的。
Although, when we were living in a Gurukula in the countryside.Some of the dogs we had got bitten by poisonous snakes.
不过的话呢，在我们当时住在这个乡下的这个咕噜库里学校的时候，倒是农场上有一些狗狗是曾经被这些有毒的蛇给咬过的。
And other examples they give here, you might suddenly get a high fever and die, or you might be injured by a weapon.
而在这个世界当中还提到了另外的一些例子的话，就是有可能会得发高烧，然后或者是遭受某种武器的伤害，然后从而死亡。
The Vishnu Dutta say, even if you're a very sinful person.
因此 Vishnu Dutta 就在这里说，即便一个人是非常罪恶的。
And you die unexpectedly.
然后并且是在突发状况下死亡。
If somehow or other you repeat the name of the Lord,
而如果不知怎的你能够曾经念诵过、重复过主的圣名的话
，even unintentionally，
即便是啊
you just say, "Oh my God!"
即便是这种毫无目的的、毫无意识的这种是念出这种主的圣名，就像即便说哦，我的老天哪这样的话
，they said you you won't have to suffer hellish life.
而维什努多塔在这里都说到，那么你都是不用由此遭受地狱生活的。
So I repeated last week's verse so we can understand the context of the verse we're reading today.
而我之所以会重复一下前一个诗节的内容，是为了帮助大家来了解今天的这个诗节的话呢，它的背景是怎样的。
So now the Vishnu Dutas are saying that.This is just not our opinion.
所以说现在 Vishnu Dutta 在说，这并不只是我们的观点而已。
They are saying this is also the opinion of the Maharishis, the great sages.
而他们在说，那么这些说法的话呢，实际上是那些伟大的圣人 Maharishis, 然后他们所说出的话语，他们的观点。
Yeah, so they're quoting the great sages. The great sages also say that the best form of atonement is chanting the holy.
他们在这里是引用这些伟大的圣者的话语。那么伟大的这些圣人的话呢，也说，那么赎罪的最棒的方式，那就是去吟诵。
the law.
这就像是当你就是这个破坏了法律，打破了法律的话。
You're punished by the government.
那么你肯定就会受到政府的惩罚。
Maybe if you break the law and it's not such a serious law like you break, you know, the traffic law.
那么而如果比如说你要是这个破坏的这种法律的话呢，并不是这种很严肃的法律，就比如说是交通法。
You won't have to go to prison.
那么你是不用去到这个监狱的。
But you have to pay a lot of money.
但是你却必须要由此就是赔偿很多的金钱。
That's your atonement for your sin, right? You broke the law, and now you have to pay the price.
那么这就是你对犯法所做出的赎罪的活动。那么当你打破这个法律的时候，你就必须支付大量的赔偿金。
Yeah, so in legal terms, if you break a not so serious law, that's called a misdemeanor.
然后在这个就是法律术语当中的话呢，如果你破坏的就是打破的这种法律不是这种很严重的法律的话，那么就被称为这种轻这个比较小的就是轻微的犯罪，不叫犯罪，反正一个法律术语嘛。
That was a test for you, Narayani. I didn't think of that word.
No, actually, I just translated the meaning of it.
Well, basically, in the American system of law, they have light offenses called misdemeanors and serious offenses where you actually injured a person or hurt someone, then that's called a felony. And so the punishment is much more severe.
然后所以总之在法国的美国的这个法律系统当中的话呢，它就分为两大类，一种是重罪，一种是轻罪。那么在这个轻罪当中的话，轻微犯罪当中你只是需要赔偿这个赎金，赔偿金就行了。而重罪的话呢，比如你要是伤害某人或者是杀害某人的话呢，那就是坐监狱等等的。
And of course the worst, maybe the worst crime you commit,You can commit is to kill another human being, especially if you planned it and that was your intention.
而这种最糟糕的这种犯罪形式的话呢，那就是杀死另一个人类，而并且是这种有计划、有谋略的去这个进行谋杀。
In many countries, the penalty for that crime is death.
在很多国家就是针对这种谋杀案的这个惩罚的话呢，都是死罪。
Now, if you kill someone, but you didn't mean to kill someone, it was an accident, then the punishment won't be death.
而如果要是一个人是杀害，而这个就是物质世界的法律。
However, God, He's the supreme authority.
但是的话呢，神上帝他却是至尊的权威。
And he can commute anyone's crime, you know. In other words, if you're due to be punished because you committed a sin or you broke the law, the Lord can forgive you of that sin if he wants to.
If God wants to.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以说但是的话呢，由于神他是至尊的权威，因此的话呢，即使是一个人要是比如说犯法或者是犯下了罪恶活动，那本来是应该遭受惩罚的，但是如果神要是愿意的话，那么法律都是可以原谅这个人的，都是可以放过这个人的。
Now this is not so difficult to understand because the king or the head of the state, if he wants to, he can nullify someone's punishment.
而这实际上是并不很难去理解的，因为如果一位国王或者是政府的这个首脑的话呢，想要去这个完全的抵消掉一个人的犯下的罪恶活动这个罪行的话呢。
Normally, somebody breaks the law, they're they have a trial and they're pronounced guilty and then they have to go to jail.
所以说一般情况下当一个人犯了法那么就要被送上法庭然后被判有罪然后再被送到监狱里面去服刑。
And that normally
发生的这种状况。
But the king is all powerful, right?
但是国王是最有权力的对吧
?So he can free any criminal that he wants to.
因此他是可以去赦免任何一个罪犯的只要他想的话。
Because he's above the law.
因为他是超越于他是凌驾于法律之上的。
Even in America, the president, he has a similar power to a certain degree.
那么即便是在美国的话总统也是有类似的这样一种权利的。
Someone can petition the president and say, you know,I was, you know, I committed this crime, but the punishment was too severe. Or, they said I committed the crime, but actually I'm innocent. And the president can review the case, and if he wants to, he can free the prisoner.
所以说在美国的话呢，所以说有人可能会就是请愿，就是向总统请愿，就比如说他犯下的这样一个罪行，比如说这个罪行的惩罚的话太严重，然后他无法能够就是去做得了这个，就是去做这个赎罪活动，或者是他认为自己完全是无罪的，就是被法庭判是有罪，这个是不公平的。那么此时的话呢他都可以上诉就是请求总统来重新审查这个案件然后而如果总统要是愿意的话他就是可以让这个人就是再次重获自由的都是行的。
So the Lord is not different than his name.
而主的话和他的圣名是毫无差别的。
If we say the name of the Lord consciously or unconsciously, he's still present.
而不管我们是有没有觉知的这种情况下来练出主的圣名，那么主都是临在。
They're saying, and they are also saying that all the great sages say that if somehow or other one repeats the name of the Lord, he can be freed of even the heaviest sin.
因此的话呢就是Vishnu Dutta 在这里都说到那些伟大的圣人都说如果一个
there, you know, he's the uncle of Samba, right? So Balaram went there to negotiate his release.
而因此主 Balaram 就去到那里去救他然后因为他是他的叔叔嘛对吧也大白叔叔然后所以说就为了去谈判就怎么样把 Samba 给放出来。
And, Balaram,He not only wanted Samba to be released, but he also wanted Samba to be released with Duryodhana's daughter, and he wanted to allow them to be married.
而主 Balaram 的话呢，他不仅是要这个 Samba 被放出来，并且他还要求就是要这个 Samba 也能够去娶这个 Duryodhana 的女儿，两个人一起被释放。
So Duryodhana and his associates.They didn't agree to this proposal that Balaram had made.
而所以说杜约旦和他的同伙就完全不同意这个主巴拉拉姆的这个提议。
So the name of the city that Duryodhana was king of was named Hastinapur.
Hastinapur.
Yeah.
所以说当时杜约旦他所统治的这个城市名字叫做 Hastinapur.
It means the city of elephants.
然后这个梵文词的意思就是指大象之城。
That's present day Delhi. That's the city of Delhi.
然后在当今的这个时代的话呢，这个 Hastinapur 就是现在的德里。
So Balaram he got angry.
因此主 Balaram 就生气了。
And he took his plow and he stuck it in the ground and he began to drag the city of Hastinapur.Into the Ganga.
The plow is the thing that farmers use to farming, right?
Yeah, and Balaram, he always carries a plow and he uses it as a weapon sometimes.
Oh, I see. 所以说这个时候主 Balaram 他生气了，于是他就把他随身带着的那个犁，就是耕地的用的那种犁的话呢，拿来就是去犁整个这个 Hastinapur 这个城市，然后要把这个 Hastinapur 完全给弄到那个拉到那个恒河当中去。
Of course, when Duryodhana and the Kauravas they saw the power of Lord Balaram, they all surrendered.
嗯，因此的话呢，当然大家可以想象了，就当杜约旦和他的同伙看到这个主巴拉拉姆的力量的时候，就立刻就投降了。
So the purport of the story is that whether you're sinful or not sinful, whatever condition you are in life, if you take shelter of Balaram, you can be protected.
嗯，因此的话，这个故事的要义就是在说，一个人无论是有罪的还是无罪的，无论他是处于怎样的一种人生状况，只要他愿意去脱披于主巴拉让，他都能立刻得到保护。
Yeah, so when we chant Hare Krishna, we are in Hare Ram, Lord Balaram is there.
嗯，因此当我们吟诵吟上 Hare Krishna Hare Hare Ram 的时候的话，那么主巴拉让他就在那儿。
And Rama means one who protects you, one who actually maintains you, one who is the source of pleasure in life.
嗯，就是 pleasure in life。嗯，而 Rama 的这个词的意思就是指他是你的守护者，他是你的维系者，他是你的这个生命和快乐的源泉。
Okay, so we only have to.
I'm going to open it up for questions.
Okay. 现在这个时间不够，所以说就要回答问题了。我们来看一下之前剩下的问题。就是我们今天没有答到人的。Krishna Nam, 这个接下来答案。Okay, so, 我们来看上个星期没有回答的问题哈，还剩下的问题。有一位这个奉献者叫 Krishna Nama 的这位奉献者说，即便我们今生没有达到完美，我们不要害怕可能面对的再次投生，我们害怕的是忘记 Krishna。So this devotee is saying that, although if we cannot reach perfection in this life, we should not be afraid of the birth again in next life. What we should be afraid of is forgetting Krishna. This comment from this devotee.
Yeah, I know Krishna now.
Guru 说我知道 Krishna Nam 这位奉献者。
Thank you so much for your comment, for your reflection.
感谢你的这个分享，感谢你的这个评论。
So we're eternal. We can never die, actually.
因此我们是不可能会死亡的。
And so the devotee prays to be able to always remember Krishna, no matter what condition he's in.
因此奉献者会祈祷的是能够永远永远一直记住 Krishna, 无论他处于怎样的境况当中。
And then we'll always be happy.
而后的话，那么我们就会一直快乐幸福。
It's the first instruction I got from Prabhupada.
这是我从帕帕那里得到的第一条训示。
He said, if you always chant Hare Krishna, you'll always be happy.
帕帕当时给我的第一个训示就是，只要你一直念诵 Hare Krishna, 那么你就会一直快乐幸福。
Said, if you're actually engaged in devotional service, and you're actually chanting the holy name, then you must be happy.
他说，如果你真的是在进行奉爱服务，如果你真的是投入在念诵这个 Hare Krishna 曼陀当中，那么你就真的是会非常快乐幸福的。
So thank you, Krishna Nama Prabhu.
所以说谢谢 Krishna Nama Prabhu 所说的这一些话。Okay, next one. 这位叫阿莲利信 这个 Hare Krishna 这位奉献者说，感恩 Guru Day 精彩的讲课， Guru 讲的临在当下的知觉是灵性知觉、神知觉，可当我们还没自我觉悟时，理解不到这种灵性知觉，只是物质层面的知觉，其中造成的一些误解，各说不一。So this devotee is saying that thank you for your wonderful class. The art of being present, that kind of consciousness, the consciousness being in the present, what you've been teaching about is a spiritual consciousness, is a godly consciousness. However, we haven't reached the self-realization to understand such a spiritual consciousness. What we have is only material consciousness, so which can actually cause some misunderstanding. People have different sayings about this. Yeah.
Thank you for your comment.
谢谢这位奉献者的评论。
Yeah, it's really not, the art of being present is really not, it's really not a teaching or a philosophy or a belief. Could you hear me?
Oh yeah, now I can hear you. Yeah, you're saying that it's not a teaching, not a philosophy.
Or a belief.
Okay.
It's part of our practice.
Part of our practice. Okay. 所以说真的是就是我想说的是就是这个临在当下这门艺术的话呢，就是这门教导，它其实它并不是一个教导，也并不是一门哲学，然后它也不是一个信仰啊，不是一种信仰，一种信念，它实际上只是我们进行灵性休息的一部分而已。
It's just a simple choice.To fix our mind on the holy name.
它只是我们做出的一个简单的选择，来让我们把自己的注意力，把我们的心意投注在关注于当下的圣名的念诵当中。
Yeah, to be present for Krishna.
能够让我们真正在念诵的时候为 Krishna 而临在。
That means when you chant, to just be there and hear the mantra.
而这就意味着当你在念诵的时候你那颗真就是临在于那儿，是在为 Krishna 临在于那儿的，而不是想着其他的事情。
If we're not present when we chant, then we're making one of the ten offenses, which is we're inattentive and we're maintaining our material attachment.
而如果我们在念诵的时候并没有临在于当下的那一刻，那么实际上这就是犯下了十项冒犯当中的那一项。那就是念诵的时候不专注，还继续维系着物质的依附。
So the acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have instructed us to be present for Krishna.
因此我们的先辈灵性导师 acharya 们，比如说像 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就曾经训示我们说，那么我们必须要在念诵的时候为主而临在。
So.This isn't something that I'm manufacturing. This is the teaching of the acharyas.
This is not something that you manufacture. This is a teaching from acharya.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以这个并不是我所制造出来的一个教导，一种这种教学方式或者是练诵的方式，而这是来自于我们先辈灵性导师的教导。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says.Forget the past.
所以说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 曾经就说过这样一句话，忘掉我们的过去。
Don't dream about the future.
也不要梦想我们的未来。
Live fully in the present and you will make progress in Krishna consciousness.
而是完全的活在当下的这一刻，那么你就会在那么你就会在这个 Krishna consciousness, 在这个 Krishna 知觉当中得以真正的取得进步。
So I'm just sharing with devotees how to practically apply this instruction, that's all.
而我在做的只是跟奉献者们分享如何能够实际的，也就是讲究实践的，把这一点拿来给真正给做到，这就仅此而已。
Practically speaking, it doesn't. You might be an impersonalist or a personalist, unless you live in the present, you cannot make spiritual advancement.
所以说从实际的角度来讲，无论一个人他是一个非人格主义者呢，还是说他是一个人格主义者，他相信有神这个人格的存在，那么只有当一个灵修者能够真正的活在当下的时候，灵在当下的时候，他才能够才在灵性之路上取得进步。
One will remain identified with the mind and the body and be unhappy.
而如果他还依然就是无法把知觉临在当下此刻的话，他只会持续的去认同于自己的心意和躯体，从而还是一样的感到不快乐。
So different, you know, different teachers use different ways and different methods, basically to say the same thing.
所以说不同的老师的话呢，会教导不同的修习方式，不同的方式方法。但是的话呢，其本质都是一样的。
Sometimes that causes confusion.
而有时这就会制造出一些困惑。
Okay, anyway, I appreciate your comment.
那总不论怎样，我都是非常欣赏，感谢你的这个评论的。
We have time for one more.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, one more from today.
Okay.
我们来看啊，刚好 Guru 还剩下最后一点时间来回答最后一个问题。然后有今天这位叫加亚 Krishna 梁谢奎这位奉献者所说的，临在当下，我理解为做应该做的服务，减少物欲，我这样理解对吗？顶拜 Guru 莲花族。 So this devotee is asking that you are talking about being present. So what I understand is that I should engage in the service that I should do.And reduce my material attachment, my material desire. Is my understanding correct?
Yes. And the way we do that is by only, by being fully, conscious of what we're doing, the service that we're doing as we're doing it.
OK, 是的，这位奉献者，你所说的这个，你的这样一个理解哈是正确的。然后我们这样去做的这种方式方法，那就是当我们在服务的时候，能够完全的去觉知到在当下此刻，我在做着我所做的这个服务。
In this way, we don't identify with the mind or the body.
那么以这样的方式，我们就不会去认同于自己的心意和躯体。
We master the mind and the body.
相反，我们会成为自己心意和躯体的主人。
And engage it in Krishna's service.
然后，并且能够真正有效的把我们的心意和躯体运用来为 Krishna 做服务。
It doesn't mean that we don't think.
但是这并不意味着我们就不去思考。
Yeah, either we use our mind, and in that case we have to be present, or the mind uses us.
I see. 所以说要不然我们就是在这个处于临在当下的知觉的时候去使用我们的心意，要不然的话就是心意来使用我们。
Okay, I have to finish now.
Okay, Guru 现在必须要那个下课了，因为他的时间到了，要去赶去另外一个城市了。
Thank you, Narayani and Sumukhi Radha and all the listeners, all voices of Srila Prabhupada.
感谢所有来聆听课的奉献者，所有的荣耀都归于帕帕。
Next class will be from Tokyo.
下一次讲课会是在东京给大家讲课了。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Dev, take care.感谢大家的聆听，那么今天的这个讲课就到此结束了。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。